Let's review Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin. Bameh Yisha Yotza, Bameh Eini Yotza. The Mishnah lists several items that the Rabbanim do not allow going outside with on Shabbos. When mentioning Ritzuos Shabarosha, hair straps, the Mishnah says, Lo titbol behen atche terafim. She can't go to the mikveh with them unless she first loosens them. The Gemara explains that a halacha about tefillah was mixed into our Mishnah. What does chatzitza and tefillah have anything to do with Shabbos? Because the very reason that she cannot wear these straps on Shabbos is that she may remove them to accommodate a tefillah's mitzvah, and that will lead her to carry them. When discussing woven hair coverings, the Gemara has two explanations as to why it would be permissible to wear them on Shabbos. First, kol shu arug lo gazru. The rabbis were never concerned that she may remove a woven item. Second, amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, chazina la'achvasi d'lo kapten alayhu. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua noted that his sisters were never careful to remove them when they would bathe. The nafkamina between the two reasons is if the item is dirty, where if there were a general rule that woven items are never a problem, it too would be okay, because it's never a problem, it's woven. But if the reason for leniency is that people don't mind leaving it in their hair while bathing, well, most people would remove dirty items to bathe. Once we're discussing chatzitza, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Mikvot, Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph, that ve'elu chotzin ba'adam, chutei tzemer, v'chutei pishtan, v'aretzuos shebarashe habanos. Wool strings, linen strings, and straps that go on the head are not considered to be a chatzitza problem. Amar Rav Huna, the kulon berashe habanos shaninu. Rav Huna says these items are only a chatzitza on a woman's head. Rav Yossi explains that any items around her neck will be tied loosely enough to avoid any problems of chatzitza, because eini shechonekas atzma. So therefore, there's not even a discussion of chatzitza on the neck. The whole issue is only on her head. A woman would never want to choke herself, so around the neck it would never be tight enough to be a chatzitza. The only exception to that rule about something on the neck never being a chatzitza is when a woman wears a katla, which is a type of bib she would tie it very tightly around her neck, shetira kebalas basar, something that our modern sensibilities don't really relate to so much, but she would want to look more robust and would not worry about choking herself since the straps are very wide, so she would want to look like she has a double chin. Although there is a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda whether wool straps make a chatzitza, the Gemara proves that all agree that straps made out of hair would definitely not be a chatzitza. The Gemara then tries to identify some of the items listed in the Mishnah. Rav Yosef thought that a totefes is a chumrusa de katifta, a charm to ward off nayin hara, but Abaye argued that such a charm would be mutter to wear. It's a kameya mumcha. It works. Instead, Abaye argued it's a decorative piece that is worn on the front of a hat, would wrap around from ear to ear, and could be made of different materials, nice fabric, silver, gold, depending on the affluence of the woman. Rabbi Avohu defines a kavul as a small cap under a hat. A slave woman would also be permitted to wear her identifying sign on her clothing, which is the more common definition of kavul. In tomorrow's daf, we'll learn that Shmuel defines kavla in our Mishnah to be the slave's identification and not a woolen cap, which would imply that a woolen cap is not okay, that only the classic definition of kavla would be mutter. The Gemara defines istama as the scarf used to hold down stray hairs after the woman has braided her hair. The Braisa teaches us three things about istama. Ein ba mishum klayim, since it isn't made of threads, it is not subject to the isur shatness. Ein a matama b'negayim, since it doesn't have a din of a beged with regard to shatness, it cannot contract the tzara'as of begadim, of clothing. And ein yotzin ba l'rishus rabin, as our Mishnah taught, you can't go outside to a rishus rabin with it on Shabbos. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Amru, af ein ba mishum ataras kalas. Rabbi Shimon added a fourth halacha, that the istima is not considered a crown, which brides are not permitted to wear on their heads after the Chorban Abayis. That was one of the gzeros, takanos we made after the Chorban Abayis, that you're not allowed to wear ataros kalas, not allowed to wear special crowns. This, Rabbi Shimon says, does not count as a crown, and a kala is therefore allowed to wear. That is Shabbos, daf nun zayin.